I didn't say, oh, like, oh, he did it.
This nigga.
Yeah.
So, the topic that we're going to be hitting on today is favoritism in the workplace. Yeah, this nigga. So, I've experienced favoritism in the workplace. Mo's experienced favoritism in the workplace. You all have experienced favoritism in the workplace. Now, it's about how it affects you. See, me, I've experienced so much favoritism and bullshit in the workplace that when I walk, that when, all right, before I quit, right, when I used to walk into my store, all of my energy would just leave my body. All of my energy would just leave my body. Like, I would start yawning. I'd be wanting to go home, you know? Like, I'd be so drowsy and so, you know, I'd be dragging so much. And then as soon as I get home, I'd be wide awake. I'm like, see what I'm saying? It's that job. That job is just, is taking your energy away. It's taking your spirit away. Like, it's draining you mentally and emotionally. You know what I'm saying? The physical work, that's nothing. Getting cars, that's nothing. Bringing people up, that's nothing. Doing grocery, that's nothing. You know what I'm saying? That's nothing. Yeah, like, I had a couple managers that was, that I honestly, I'm not even gonna hold you. They need to be fired. A couple, one manager in particular, I'm not saying no names, I'm not giving them no clout. I'm not giving that store no clout. I'm not saying the name of the store.
Ah, oh, you got it.
They not getting no clout. Pockets. I'm not putting their store on the map. They not getting no clout.
No clout.
This
I told you I was going to hype you. Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
It's this manager and it's this cashier. She was a cashier. She wasn't a supervisor. She wasn't a manager. She was nothing but a cashier. And they had the same job title.
Yeah.
But she thought that she was over me. And she started, 6 months to a year before I did? Son, you got no seniority. Stop. You know what I'm saying? Like, they would let her come in the store and do whatever she wanted to do, leave whenever she wanted to leave. They would let her come in when she wanted to come in. Her schedule would say 3 to 11. They'll let her leave at 9. Or they'll let her leave at 9:30, 10 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? But then if I want to leave early, no. You got to stay. No. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, what? Then this one time we was busy. The lines was all the way down the aisle to the freak. Like, it was all the way down the aisle, all the way to the back. Like, it was all the way down the aisle. And this one lady, I'm not saying her name. I almost did. I'm not saying her name. She was working at the front desk. So I guess she figured she was a supervisor. I guess she figured that she was a supervisor or whatever the case may be. And then I decided to get on the register because the lines was long. I was on the register. The lines was all the way down the aisle. And then what had happened was this girl, I'm going to say her name. This girl, she was going to reach out. Lines down the aisle. So I get on the loud speaker and I call her. I say such and such to your register. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to come up there and go on the register because the line's long. The line's all the way down the aisle. So when I call her, the lady that I was just telling y'all about that was at the front desk will come to me and go say, don't call her. She's busy. She's doing reach out. When I'm doing reach out, y'all quick to call me. When I'm doing reach out, y'all are always quick to call me to hop on the register. But when she doing it, y'all can't call her? Why can't y'all call her? You know what I'm saying? Like, then one time I was in grocery. I was up and out in grocery. And the girl that I was just telling y'all about that was doing the reach out, she was up there sitting behind the customer service desk with the lady that I told y'all who told me not to call her to the desk. I mean, to the register. She gonna call me up there to get on the register. Mind you, the girl I was just telling y'all about was right there in her face, and she wasn't telling her to hop on the jump, hop on the register. She know I'm in grocery. And what happened was, I was like, is she gonna hop on? Why can't she hop on? And it was like, she was like, she is. And I was like, well then, why is she sitting back here? Because she's not on break.
Damn.
Don't worry about her. Don't worry about her. Worry about you. And my the same girl, I called up there to get my schedule. Mm-hmm. That same girl gonna ask me because I wasn't coming into work because I was sick. That same girl gonna ask me, I asked her for my schedule. She gonna ask me, are you coming to work? Are you gonna come? I said, I don't know. She said, she gonna come out her fucking mouth and gonna say, then I can't give you your schedule. Like, Slim, don't be playing with me. I'm like, Slim, don't play with me. Me and you not cool. Me and you not homies. I can't stand you. Don't play with me like that. Like, what is your problem? Like, no. And yeah, like, it's just like it was just crazy. Like, I couldn't, like, so I just ended up quitting because I couldn't do it with the favoritism. Like, they would suspend me for getting carts. They would suspend me for walking off my register, but everybody else walks off their register. You know what I'm saying? And I'd be like, why y'all doing that? And they'd be like, you always worried about them. You worry about yourself. I'm like, what you mean? Like, it's just a whole lot of dumb stuff that be going on at that job. But you live, you learn, you move on. And that's what I had to do. And that's what I did. Yeah, like, just live, you learn, and you move on. This nigga Mo with these damn sound effects, man. There you go again.
Yeah, I feel you, though. Yeah, hey. I can tell you, you know what I'm saying? You sincere, because you was calm the whole time I was hyping your shit up, yeah? You were just calm the whole time.
Man, you know, I tried not to get mad at that little stuff. I try not to get mad no more, man. I'm trying to be on my calm kick. I'm trying to be on my calm mood, my calm vibe, my calm swag.
Mm-hmm.
You know? He's not.
Like, I feel you.
Like, man, like, it's crazy out here, man. So you already know, man. Like, plus the jobs, they don't pay you enough to treat you like you're dirt. You know what I'm saying? Like, and like I've spazzed on one of my managers three times. Really, three times. The first time was because he tried to send me home for getting some water from the water fountain. He gonna talk about something. I can't get water or go to the bathroom unless I'm on my break.
What?
I spazzed on that nigga, so, man. I wanted to hit his ass in his mouth, man. I'm like, what?
Water lets you on your break.
Yeah, young.
That's gay.
Like, what, nigga? Like, do you hear what the hell you're saying out your mouth, nigga? So I'm supposed to hold my bladder because I can't go to the bathroom? I'm supposed to use it on myself because I can't because I'm not on break? Like, the fuck is you smoking? Nigga, you better get the fuck out my... Hey, like,
stupid.
Yeah. I was spazzing on his ass, young. Like, on everything, young. Like, I spazzed on his ass three times, young. Three times. That goes to show you that I'm not playing with these people at these workplaces, man. I came to the realization that I can't work for nobody. I can't put my time, my effort, and my mental health in jeopardy for somebody else that's going to treat you like trash and treat you like you're some, like, I can't do it. And I refuse to do it, and I won't do it no more. Like, yeah, like, I'm a, gonna get my business license eventually. You know what I'm saying? Well, eventually. But it probably won't be soon because I gotta get my money right. So it won't be soon. But I'm gonna just go crazy, man. I can't work for nobody else. Like, I'm about to make a YouTube gaming channel. My cousin been telling me I need to make one for years, and I haven't did it because I was procrastinating. For those of you who don't know what procrastinating is, bullshit. I was bullshit. But I think I might do that too, and then get it monetized, start making money off of it, and just. Yeah, go crazy. Like, I be seeing people making good money off of posting YouTube videos. And I'm going to make a game channel telling, because, you know, I'm a Call of Duty cat. I love Call of Duty. Black Ops 1, 2, 3, and 4. Modern Warfare. Hopefully I would like the new Call of Duty that's about to come out. Where it's going to come out. October. I think it came out in October. Advanced Warfare, Infinite Warfare, Ghost. See, Ghost, okay. I like the multiplayer of Ghost and the campaign of Ghost, but the zombies, it wasn't even zombies, it was aliens. Mind you, with that, you can't get perks on the Elliot Jones. You can't get perks. You can't pack a punch. You can't do none of that. You just go on until you die. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, like, it's just like, I couldn't get with it, you know? So, yeah, Modern Warfare trilogy. Well, no, it's four. The new one's about to drop. So, the first Modern Warfare, second one, the third one. I'm not even going to hold you. I started playing Call of Duty years and years ago. The first Call of Duty I played was Call of Duty 3. That was when you was able to drive vehicles in custom multiplayer. That was that game was like A1. You was able to drive vehicles in custom multiplayer on that zone.
Damn, son.
Yeah, that was the only Call of Duty that you was able to do that. I don't think any other Call of Duty you could drove vehicles, like actually get on the multiplayer map, you actually go to a vehicle, get in, and just drive that junk like around the map and stuff like that. I don't think any other Call of Duty did that. You know what I'm saying? They need to bring that back. That's my first Call of Duty I ever played.
They took it out into Blackout King. They took that shit out. I don't know why they took it out, but. Only time you can do it.
It's back in Blackout now.
No, I'm saying, they like you said, Call of Duty 3, you can drive on multiplayer. Took that shit out until Black Ops 4 came back out. Unless it was a campaign or some shit. I don't know why they did that. But, yeah.
I don't know why they did that either. Like, that was the best. Like, that was the very best. Like, you was able, like, they should have put it on, like, if you play Call of Duty, like, we play Call of Duty, you'll see in the multiplayer match, they got vehicles, they got planes, they got trucks, they got cars, they got dirt bikes, well, not dirt bikes, four-wheelers. They got a bunch of vehicles that you can hop in. Why would they ever take that out? Like, I'm not going to say that is what made the game, but, like, why would they take that out? Like, that was, like, one of the best features. Why would they ever take that out? Like, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? I think that's probably why after Call of Duty 3, I went to Halo 3. Because I found out, before I bought Halo 3, I found out that you can actually drive vehicles in the local multiplayer maps. On all the local multiplayer maps, you actually can drive the vehicles. And that's why I levitated to Halo 3. And then I went back to Call of Duty. Like, it was Call of Duty 3, then it was Halo 3, ODST, then I went back to Call of Duty. I brought Halo Reach. That was the last Halo I brought, was Halo Reach. I didn't buy no other Halos. It was Halo 3 ODST and Halo Reach. And Mo could attest to this. I brought so many Call of Duty games, so many Black Ops 3, Black Ops 2, Black Ops 4, Black Ops 1, Modern Warfare 2, Modern Warfare 3, Call of Duty 3. I brought so Advanced Warfare, Infinite Warfare, World War 2. World War 2, okay. Man, World War 2, the local multiplayer, you still can't drive no damn vehicle. Damn it. So that's what we do. But yeah, like, I bought so many games that, like, it's crazy, man. Like, it's definitely, it's crazy. I bought so many Call of Duty games, man. Like, and I still have them to this day, like, except for Black Ops 3. I mean, Call of Duty 3. I got all the other ones. For Call of Duty 3. And yeah, man, you know, I wish that they put that back in there. Hopefully, you got that in the new Call of Duty about to drop. I done went completely off topic, you know what I'm saying?
You good.
Hey, I went completely off topic. I mean,
shit, can you hear me? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I would have said I never played the first one or the second one. It's interesting. We both started. If that was the first one you bought, that's interesting that we both started Call of Duty when 3 came out. You know what I'm saying?
That was the first Call of Duty I brought. I've not played no Call of Duty before that. That was the first Call of Duty I brought. Call of Duty.
Yeah, I tried something at a store before, and it might have been Call of Duty 2, but yeah, I ain't never had my own shit until that shit came out. So that shit was crazy.
Yep. PlayStation 2.
The PlayStation 2, shit.
PlayStation 2, man. That's on
360.
Hold up, when did that come out? Did that come out when the PlayStation 2 was... wait, PlayStation 2. No. 360, yeah, you're right.
Because Call of Duty 2 came out. If I'm right, Call of Duty 2 came out soon the 360 came out. So,
yeah, crazy. You're right. My bad, I was wrong. Not PlayStation 2.
Like shit.
Xbox 3.
You last way to that, we over the shit. It's like, nah, fuck with you. Like,
see, the PlayStation 5, I don't know if I'm going to get it because.
Yeah.
We already got everything on the PS4. Like, what new features are they going to have from the PS5 that the PS4 don't have?
If they have cloud gaming, they need to come out with cloud gaming, yeah. I'm trying to. It's no reason to get it. I agree with you. It's no reason if they have it.
There's no reason to get it because it's like PlayStation 5 come out, they're gonna have the same features as PlayStation 4. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And the games that come out on PS5, I'm pretty sure that they're gonna release them on PS4 also.
I don't know though. I heard Last of Us 2 is not going to be released on PS4. It's going to be released on PS5. So, if certain games like that, that's the only reason I pay
for it.
And I don't mean to sound crazy.
See, I don't, honestly, I feel what you're saying, yeah. But the PS5 is going to be like, what, $600,
$700?
Like, if that's the only reason if the game is only going to be $60.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, okay, so I'm about to spend an extra $500, $600 just so I can play this game. Nah, because you remember they coming out with that app on the phone. So you don't have to get the game. You can just get it. You can play it on your phone. Remember, that app
those games are PlayStation only. Like, they're not going to let us have it. And that's why more people, I guess, gravitate to the PS because of those exclusives. And, yeah, I think it's fucked up. But it's like, bruh, like, for me, too, like, one of my favorite games of all times was Jack and Dexter. So for me, it's like, it's forcing me to have to get it because the same company, every time they come out with a game, I play it. When they came out, all the Uncharted, I played it. When I got the PS4, I got it remastered. You know what I'm saying? I played the Jack and Dexters. I played all the Jack and Dexters. I played Jack and Dexter on PSP. that wasn't even by Naughty Dog. I played that one. I played the one which is Dexter and whoever else. I think Ratchet and Clank is also a Naughty Dog. I played some of those. And I'm saying if they're not, then that's Insomnia Games, the niggas that made Spider-Man. But I think Sly Cooper, if not them, Sly Cooper might be Naughty Dog, but I'm not sure. But I know we're off topic, but basically, yeah. Especially like we don't know if they're gonna ever come out with another Jack and Dexter. And crazy because Uncharted came out, right? It was like if you get a certain edition, or Uncharted with the two girls. When that one came out, the Uncharted Untold Legacy, when that one came out, they gave you Jack and Dexter 1. Now, here's the thing. Why would they give us Jack and Dexter 1 included with that game, yeah? For people who was not sure if they, who never played it before, never heard about it. So the crazy shit about that shit is, yeah, that could have been the sign that they are going to go ahead because they was making the game before Jack and Dexter 1. And this is for all the Jack and Dexter hardcore fans, because I know they probably know this shit already. But it's like they was making it before, but then they felt like they was making something different than what Jack and Dexter actually was. And they felt like they might have took from fans or whatever because of that. So they was like, all right, fuck that. We're not going to put them in this modern, you know, day of gaming. But they might reconsider that because it's still niggas to these days. To this day, still dropping videos, hoping that they make another Jack and Dexter. If that comes out with that fan base and Uncharted, that fan base, and Last of Us, that fan base, just those niggas alone, even if you're a hardcore Naughty Dog fan, like I'm equally a hardcore Naughty Dog fan like I am Call of Duty. I think more because I'm into adventure games. So all those three people, sets of people, they're going to buy a PlayStation just because they're like, I have to play this game. So it's crazy as fuck, and I agree with you. But like, bruh, we've been waiting for Last of Us 2 for so long. Man. For real, that's like if Call of Duty came out on no other system. Let's say it didn't come out on cloud gaming, Xbox, nothing. PlayStation 5 only. Bruh. Like you said, how long we been calling Call of Duty? Nigga, you know we gonna try to get a PlayStation. You know we got that shit with
PlayStation. See, the way I feel is they need to stop with that exclusive gaming shit. You know what I'm saying?
They can because they in competition.
I had an Xbox 360 before I had my PlayStation 3.
Yeah.
And when I saw the Infamous was coming out, I was like, fuck, I really need to get Infamous. I really want Infamous. And I found out that it wasn't coming out on the Xbox. It was a PlayStation exclusive only.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, they need to stop doing that so people on the Xbox can get it. See, what I feel is that the companies that release the game will get more money if they release it on both systems. See what I'm saying? Because some people only have a PlayStation. Some people only have the Xbox. So if you release it on both systems, you doubling your profit. See what I'm saying? You doubling the money that you're bringing in.
Now,
you know how many people would have brought Infamous on Xbox?
Well, I feel you on that, but some people, they would have been just like me saying, you know what, I'm forced to have to get a PlayStation 5. And here's the thing, it's like,
Not coming out on the other system.
Yeah, but it's like, I'm not cool with it, but I'm cool with it at the same time because it's like, for these certain games, that's what it is. It's like, for certain games, it's like, you don't care how much it costs, you got to get your hands on it. And it's like, you have to be like a hardcore motherfucking fan to get that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember when I was telling you, like, Uncharted, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get to it. I'm like, you ain't paid yet. And there you go again. Like, y'all beat that shit already. Like, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, something else I was going to say. At the same time, think about it. The Xbox controller was not advanced as the PlayStation 4 controller. So certain things, like the whole motion controller shit, it didn't have motion control on the Xbox One. So like, say we saying, Tomb Raider and certain shit. You know what I'm saying? And certain experiences you're not going to get on Xbox. Sorry. On PlayStation that you, on Xbox that you could get on PlayStation, vice versa. So some people, it's about also
experience,
but like also inspire. What about the whole touchpad and other shit that you can do? You know what I'm saying? Like,
what I'm saying. True. But what I was saying was, if you only had an Xbox, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know how we both got Xbox and a PlayStation, but if you only had an Xbox, you wouldn't know about the extra features. You wouldn't know about the extra sensor pad. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't know about it. You would just want to get the game. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't know, so you wouldn't miss it. You wouldn't worry about it. You know what I'm saying? That's what I was saying.
No, no, I get that too, but at the same time, you should get that full experience though. Because as like far as the game creator, they have a certain experience that they want all their people to have, and they don't want it to be limited. And with PlayStation, all
right, you
that's their shit. Like that's their, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but use what you just said. You see how they both released Xbox 5, right? Xbox 5. They both released GTA 5, right? But on the PlayStation, it's extra features because the controller light up when the police are on you. The controller light up blue and red. On the Xbox, it don't. But people on the Xbox wouldn't know because they have it on the Xbox. See what I'm saying? They wouldn't know unless somebody told
them. And because they wouldn't know, of course, they have no choice to care because they don't know. But at the same time, it's an option for them to be able to do whatever. But at the same time, that is not a game that is exclusive. This company, it's their game. It's like these people work for us and it's their game. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, all right, but at the same time,
Xbox got Gears of War.
Well, yeah, but it's like they do share a lot of games. Like Madden, okay, there's Madden on Xbox and there's Madden on PlayStation. So there is a lot of games to share, but if they want to have some exclusive shit, you know what I'm saying? If it's their company, I feel like, why not? You know what I'm saying? Because they do have games, you know what I'm saying? And they finally did it. I was like, all right, we'll go ahead and do share play because PlayStation didn't want to do share play. So it was like, all right, we got Fortnite now doing that shit.
Crossplay.
Crossplay. So now, you know what I'm saying? Why not? Let's go ahead and do it with Call of Duty. You know what I'm saying? So,
because it don't make sense money wise. See what I'm saying? It don't make sense money wise. If Xbox released Gears of War on PlayStation, they would be doubling their profits. It's like if PlayStation released Infamous on Xbox,
but they're trying to double their profit.
It makes money
on the hardware
like that.
They're trying to double their profits on the hardware. They want you to buy the hardware. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, the disc is just 60.
Yeah, but look, but listen though, your disc is 60. The game, the system is like what, 600? The game is $60, mm-hmm. right? Now, five people that buy the game on that will buy Infamous on the game, that's 60 times five. That's what?
But I'm not talking about, 120, I'm not talking about, 120. See, I'm saying they care the more about one you buy on the system. So
they would get more money selling the games than they do than they would with the system. You know what I'm saying?
Not if they have a hardcore games. People like me that's like, I have to get this game. So I'm going to buy this system. You know what I'm saying?
Also, yeah, but if people, I know what you're saying. But if they
go ahead.
I know what you're saying. But if they release it on PS4 and they also decide to release it on the Xbox instead of just releasing it on the PS5, 10 people buying a $60 game, that's more than what the system costs. 20 people, that's what the system costs. 30 people, you know what I'm saying? They're getting more money by releasing the game than they are on the
system. It makes them less money to make the system than it is to sell the system. So they're definitely getting more with the system. Because they're going to, you know, they going to China.
For sure? Do we know
and
that?
They got different prices, you know what I'm saying? And, but at the same time, you got to think about it too. Xbox and the new Xbox and PlayStation, they're going to come out at the same time. So if people try to, so they got to compete with each other. And why not have some exclusive games for, you know, more fair, like not a fair advantage, but I guess that's the word, fair advantage. But it's like, okay, are we saying our system is better? We saying our system is better. All right, well, let's throw in some games too. You know what I'm saying? It's the beginning stage. It makes sense in the beginning. If later on they might want to say, hey, well, you can also get or whatever. I know that's how it was with PC. First, Outlast was only on PC. And now Outlast 1 was on PlayStation 4. And then they fucked around and made it, you know, Outlast on all different systems. You feel me? But at the same time, it's a difference. They were just a gaming company that only worked with one platform, which was PC. This is an actual platform that, and it's also a gaming company. You know what I'm saying? Because they can make their own games and they have their own system. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I get what you're saying, but I feel like on some shit, yeah, it's like you can make more profit, but some shit is like, I don't know. And then especially for like I said, niggas like me, especially in the beginning, it's like, okay, it sounds so crazy, but I'm looking at the value of the games, what the games mean to me, more than how much it costs for the system. And if I can save up and shit like that and have ahead of a time, you know what I'm saying? I'm good with that. Now,
Aaron, do me a favor and talk to the people real quick. I'll be right back.
All
right. Right back. I mean, you can finish it. I'll be right back.
All right, but yeah, man. So, Last of Us, man, that shit's gonna come out. And I know we were talking about jobs first. So I'll try to go ahead and steer the conversation back on that. Because I know people listen, they be like, man, you know, hey, but anyway, sorry about that. To get back on that topic, though, you know what I'm saying? Like, people don't realize the shit that, you know what I'm saying, we go through or people go through at these certain jobs. You know what I'm saying? Bosses, they don't care. They're at the top of the pyramid. They don't care. If there's a problem, they come to them like, boss, we got a problem. They tell you, fix it. You're supposed to fix my problems. I hired you to fix the problems. You know what I'm saying? So it's like that whole rank and file shit. You're at the bottom. They have the power to treat you like anything. You know what I'm saying? And some people who got it made or who haven't went through that before, they do like, oh, how hard could it be to get a job? All you got to do is be disciplined. How hard can it be to whatever? You know what I'm saying? And that's all they see. But you know what I'm saying? Sometimes less is more, though. I want y'all to remember that shit, because for life, sometimes less is more, yeah. Because some people, they go through hell and back having a high-paid job or a higher-paid job than before, or than the normal or the average without all these degrees and shit. And you know what I'm saying? They want to fight every day. So they're stuck. And they're slaves. You know what I'm saying? At some point, I think slaves got a
quarter. Nah, I'm back.
At some point, slaves got a quarter, right? But it still was like, I had no choice. And I feel like, you know, with these little jobs, that's really reminds me of slavery. And now I'm trying to do more things, and I'm trying to do things on my own and create my own and do certain shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I ain't trying to be people's slaves. But some people, they think, oh, he just want to be lazy or he don't want to work. No, I'm not trying to be people's slaves. I'm not trying to, because soon they had the mentality, if I don't do this and then they get mad, I don't have a job. Or you know what I'm saying? Or if I stand up for myself, shit can go south, I'm in jail. That shit is slavery, yeah. Because if you stood up for yourself, you could have got killed in slavery. You know what I'm saying? You like how something went down? That's how it is, man. Like, for real, yeah. So it's slavery. These little jobs is really for slaves. And you know what I'm saying? You don't really got to make a lot. You just gotta have whatever you get, make that shit last and try to expand on that. But no, that doesn't mean I gotta get a lot more. You know what I'm saying? You just make that shit stretch. And one thing my sister used to tell me, she used to say something like, don't live above your means. And sometimes that's hard because they up in the prices on some shit. But at the same time, people get that confused, which I didn't know. That doesn't mean you can't get everything that you want. You might just can't get what you want when you want. You get what I'm saying? You might just can't get what you want when you want. You can still get what you want if you plan it the right way. But at first, you need to take care of business and take care of yourself and be all right. And it's not easy, young, because it always seemed like it's going to be some wild shit. And I'm not saying me or Nightmare have that shit mastered either. That's not at all what I'm saying. But I'm saying learn from our mistakes. Learn from people's mistakes. You know what I'm saying? And this is just something to preach. Every time we make these podcasts, we're not just preaching to y'all. We're preaching to ourselves. And it's some real shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got to keep pushing, but you have to change your mindset. Because you can make a lot of money, like at a certain point, certain time that I did. Because it seemed like it was a lot of money, but it wasn't. But it seemed like it was a lot of money. And I didn't have the right mindset how to budget. I didn't have the right mindset how to save. I didn't have the right mindset how to hold on to this and it'll be double that next week. I didn't have none of that. You know what I'm saying? And, of course, when you're in certain situations, it's just like, soon you get that check, it's 1,000 niggas want. Everybody want to get your money, cuz. Everybody want to get your money, cuz. No matter how you look at it, whether it's a friend, like a friendly thing, cuz they need something, or if it's your parents or companies. It's like companies have a 6 cents when you have a dollar in your pocket. AKA all these advertisements that you happen to pass the day you finally got $20.
Yeah, and the advertising that come up on your phone when you're on Facebook or on Instagram or on YouTube or on Twitter or even talking on the phone or texting, it's going to be always an ad.
Yeah. You just moved in. You want some cable?
Put $10 here and you would get $20 back. Like, what? No. What? No.
Mm-hmm.
Just learn from our mistakes as a whole, as a people. We all need to learn from our mistakes, and we all need to forgive, and we all need to just move on and just open up better doors, because when God closes the door, that's because he's about to open up a brand new great door for you to walk through. You know what I'm saying? Just get through that door, keep pushing, keep grinding, and yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? I just feel everything is about a different mindset. You know what I'm saying? If they, you know how they say, like, you know what I'm saying? When they had the commercials, how much can a dollar is? You know what I'm saying? But if you only earned a dollar every day, you know what I'm saying? That was $30. If you had a dollar every day, you didn't touch. That's $30. Real life. If you had $2 every day that you didn't touch, that means anything else you had, you didn't touch, that was 60. You know what I'm saying? Real life shit.
Yep.
Real life shit, man. You got to think about it.
But,
if you made
yeah.
Real life shit, I want people to see this shit, because I normally think like, oh, people be trying to steal my ideas. Real life shit. I used to get probably out here, I it's like it got bad and it still kind of looks bad. Trust me, it definitely looks bad. But I was getting like the most $40 a day sometimes working where I'm at. Crazy. Right? It was a job that I had my own freedom more. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate that. And to me, sometimes that shit is worth more than whatever the money is. But I tell you know what I try to get every day? $40. Let me backtrack. It was bad. It was getting bad. It's really bad, right? Like, you're like, how the fuck can you live off of that? How the fuck can you live off of $40 a day? You feel me? Now, go to your calculator right now. If you have, now I'm not saying that's just how much I can make. And most, but that's how it was for a brick. So I try to study certain shit. But now, what I try to do is just every day put 40 in my savings. 40 in my savings. 40 in my savings. 40 in my savings. If you work 30 days and you had $40 in your savings that you did not touch, meaning if you had $10 more, you can get yourself something to eat or do whatever with that. It doesn't matter what you made after you made 40. So if you had a car, you're going to need gas. You can't take that from your $40, any means necessary. Your savings is only for your emergencies. And it also depends on what emergency. So if you only have, if you only made $40 a day times 30 days, that's $1,200. $1,200. Now, to some people, that might not seem like a lot. To most people, that might not seem like a lot. But every day when I was coming home, making $40, and that shit was gone the same day, that's a lot. I was making zero. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I was making zero. It's all about your mindset.
He dope. Yeah, man. You got any closing remarks you wanna say?
Damn, I was just getting comfortable.
Yeah, I know. My phone on 14%. There's no 14%.
Well, I just want to just give people some encouragement. It's just your mindset. It's not easy. Yeah. Some shit going to happen. I started doing that whole saving thing. Goddamn hurricane threats, tornado text threats on my phone. So, you know what I did? I had to spend $140 on groceries, just on groceries. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, you know, he didn't even send me a cheeseburger.
This nigga. You know what I mean? But it's like, you know what I'm saying? So you're gonna get discouraged. And that's what I mean too. Shit gonna happen. That it's like forcing you to spend your money. It's forcing you. If it's not some dumb, if it's not just some advertisement, it's something important. So we gotta learn how to come up with something. And you know, everything is just really, if you are making a lot of money, it's horrible. So if you're doing that whole savings thing, just increase it. Because if 40 not enough, which I think I might need to try to increase it, but I can make it work. But why I need to try to increase it? Okay, so if you had a car that was 400 and something, and it was a brand new 2019 car, a carrier car, how your insurance wants you to pay the exact same amount. That's $800. I like, kiss my ass. What about, okay, you doing different work, independent work. Okay, so you have to pay for your own health insurance. Your job is not going to apply that because you are not elite. You are not an employee. You are not. You are independent. You just come get the job done and go. You're not responsible for the bullshit, which is good, but at the same time, they mean they're not responsible for you. Some shit go wrong, they can just feed you to the wolves. Because you had a contract. You were supposed to do whatever. So, it's, you know what I'm saying? It's tricky. But, so now, okay, which one is the good? Which one is good? You know what I'm saying? I looked up the other day, health insurance for my wife, just to look up the information. And even with the, let's say, it's just put on there, 1,000, you only make 1,000 a month. Some shit. You know, just put some bullshit on the paper. Put the lowest things you can get. I guarantee you, Blue Cross, Blue Shield. Oh, yeah, the cheapest plan you can get is $400 and something. Like, what the fuck? And then when you try to go cheaper health plans, some things might not be included that you need. For example, my wife has asthma. So that might mean more because she might need help with certain shit in the future. Now, I don't think she has it hard now, don't ever need anything from that. But it'd be nice to know if I had insurance if she did need something as far as her asthma. You feel me? So that's a little more. What else wrong with her? And you got to add what else to your plan? Do the motherfucker wear glasses? Hey, I wear glasses. Well, that's more to your plan. So, and then, you know, oh, but this doesn't include dental. You know what I'm saying? And then there's a lot of shit going on. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of shit, man. It's a lot of shit. Everything is a money trap, yo. Your health ain't free. Never forget that. Your health ain't free. Your health ain't free. For real. Like, nothing free, and that shit is a true statement. But I don't think our parents really explained to us in depth how a lot of shit ain't free. A lot of shit is not, like, niggas don't care. People do not care. You handle your own shit. People do not care. So it's like, okay, you know what I mean? And my wife had to go to the hospital. She didn't have health insurance. She had to go to the hospital, and it was something small. We was there for like a whole, before they even got seen, we was there for like a whole day, real live, because it was around the holiday or some shit. We was in the emergency room for a whole day. You know what I'm saying? Had to leave a restaurant because she was in pain. Had to go, you know, her son in the stomach. Went there all day. I had to leave, get some food, and come back. That's how long it was. And then when we finally went up there, we still had to wait hours. So I'm about to kirk out on the nurses and shit. Like, what are y'all doing? You know, like, come on. Like, yo, look, we've been here all day. Then they had to keep overnight, right? And what it said, what happened, what it was like, they just had to cut it. Do a minor little cut, pull something out, something real small, and sew back up. Something real small. It was not major surgery. It was something real small that was causing a little bit of pain in her stomach. Now, she did not have health insurance, right? They helped us, but I don't know if they help us again. Why? Because next thing you know, we got one bill for like $1,000. Thousand or something. And I was like, shit, I think it'd be more. Let me try to get on a payment plan. Then I got another bill for $29,000 from fees of x-ray and time of the nurse and time of the doctor. Fuck your time. And the surgery. And I'm like, you would think she had new titties, new ass, knew everything, huh? Nah, bro. You feel me? And we can't pay that shit back. So what if we went up there again? Oh, nah, we can't see you because you owe us $30,000. Do you hear me, Nick? Yeah. Just making sure. We like, I don't know how this shit works out, but it's like almost we can never pay the hospital. So how is it? Are we going to get seen? So like, what if she's really hurt? And, well, we can't do nothing for you. Now, by law, I don't think they can do that. But who's going to pay for that shit? Not me. And so if we can still go, you know what I'm saying, and we can't afford it, so they try to hit us with bill collectors, but we can't afford it. So obviously the government probably pays the hospital. Why are we paying for health insurance? Because we're still going to have to pay a lot of money. Because we can't afford at least $400-something insurance just to have something that seems like it's okay. You know what I'm saying? She tries to get jobs and shit like that, but it's crazy, you know? Everything is a catch to it. It's a catch to it. Like, my next car is going to be an older car so I can have cheaper insurance. You know what I'm saying? But I appreciate I had my feel or my thrill of, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, and I didn't even know that the insurance was that bad just because of the year. I had my first joint was 1500 something, and that was it. Like 1600 something, that was it. Insurance was fucking, all you had to pay was for liability. Like, now I get it. Duh, you owned it. Liability. But I'm thinking because, and that was like $50 a month. But I'm thinking because this is a brand newer car and it's more safe that I would get a discount. Nope. And especially because it was getting financed. So I had to learn my lesson. Some shit people are like, oh, you should have been through that. Some shit you don't know until you ask. Some shit you don't know until you look up. But how do you know what you need to know if you don't know that you need to know it? So It's a lot of shit, man. I'm talking in circles right now. But my closing remarks, man, is look, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, don't live beyond your means. And I know that's hard. I know that's hard. I should be in an old ass that I'm somehow making it. Somehow I'm making it. But you know what I'm saying? Like I said, somehow I'm making it. So it's like, you know, don't live beyond your means and learn what that means. You know what I'm saying? Some shit, though. See, here's the thing. Like how Nick was talking about the PlayStation, to me, that shit ain't nothing. And it's not because I have a lot of money, because I do not. It is not because I make a lot, because I do not. But my responsibilities cause way more. And I'm like, if I can handle these bitches, I know I can buy this. Especially if I put $20 a month away for it or some shit like that. I know I can handle this. So it's all about how you think. How you think. You know what I'm saying? It's about how you think. You gotta plot it out. You gotta plan it out. You gotta be more wise and more smart about stuff that you really want. You know what I'm saying? And then you gotta evaluate certain shit, right? You know what I'm saying? That I can't get a 2003 PlayStation 5, so I have to buy it straight up. You know what I'm saying? As far as vehicles or other things like that, you gotta be careful. You know what I'm saying? And like even this new phone, I couldn't buy it straight up. And at the same time, it's like buyout plans, right? Because okay, it's $1,000 phone, right? Could not see myself buying a $1,000 phone. Although I really wanted the last one that came out. But I got it basically financed, but it's not like, you know, insurance, right? But I got it financed. And then it's not to have this phone. That's what people getting wrong too. It's not even to have this phone. You know what I'm saying? It's to be able to be in the race and to get any phone I want and just pay a amount and not have to worry about it. So I don't have to worry about, oh, I can't get that phone because it's $1,000. Oh, all I have to do is upgrade if I just do what I have to do with this company. And then if I never want to upgrade, eventually I can have this phone. But I'd rather pay $1,000 over a year or two because it's not going to seem that big than to pay it straight up. Because if I'm paying it straight up, I'm not doing it right. I gotta do it right. But when you finance shit, you got to make sure you do it right and the motherfuckers not get more than it's worth. That's why you can't fuck with Rent a Center. That's why you can't fuck with Aaron's. I fuck with HX Greg because it might be like a small fee just to do whatever. And they be like, hey, if you pay it in 3 months, you don't have to worry about interest. You don't have to worry about whatever. I fuck with companies like that. And that's why it's so important to keep our credit score up. And it's hard because once you fall down, it's going to sometimes it feels like a lifetime to climb back up. But then you have to do big purchases to climb back up. Because if you can't make these payments because you have – it's so crazy. You can't make these payments because you got all these responsibilities. So you can't pay your old credit cards that's been closed because you're like, look, I'd rather say fuck that and whatever. But you're going to have to make payments on some shit that you need. You know what I'm saying? Because whether you get the old car, then it's all fucked up and you need more pieces. Like, okay, this one is in one piece. I don't ever have to worry about something. You know what I'm saying? And it helps with my credit and shit like that. So maybe later on, I can have a cheaper note, but at the same time, it's more insurance and it's more pay for whatever. So it's like, okay, if you can pay for that, why you can't pay for your whatever? Because look, I don't need them fucking credit cards that's closed. How are they helping me? How are they helping me? I need to get around. So I'm going to spend more money on this when I could just spend $20 a month just to help boost my credit score up that way, just to pay my shit back, pay what I do, pay what I owe. So it's like once you're in deep is my point. I hope I'm not losing people. Once you're in deep, it seems like it's nothing you can do. So don't beat yourself up about it. If you have not made a fucked up mistake yet, man, hey, I'm proud of you. Learn from what I am saying. And don't be like judging me or thinking I'm crazy or what? Don't try to read too much into what I'm saying, but understand what I'm saying. Try to understand what I'm saying But it's just like, you know, once you're in too deep, you can't make the right decisions no more. You can't. Then you make a decision and you think it's more wise. You think later on, maybe I shouldn't have done that. So now you're stuck. You know what I'm saying? Relationships are contracts. Okay? Coming soon. My bad. My bad. You got.
Yeah, you know, you just gotta know your people, man. You gotta know your people. You gotta know your surroundings. And just do what's best for you. You know what I'm saying? Insanely sane. Insanely insane. Signing out.
Peace. Hey, before we sign out, look, y'all have kids. All right, if you have patience, have kids. I know you're thinking, okay, because I used to, hold on, give me a second, Nick. How much percentage you have on your phone?
18%.
Hey, oh, she got charging? Before we close it out, listen. Real live. I used to say this to somebody all the time, but I realized it was a fucking joke now. If you want to have a kid at an early age and you're not interested in going to college and you don't have no resources at the moment, you know what the best thing you should do in this country? Is have a kid. And that sounds so fucking crazy. But you have a kid, you're going to have automatic food stamps, automatic assistance. You feel me? As long as you're not doing nothing stupid like neglecting them and abusing them, they will help you. They will help you. Real life. You know what I'm saying? And you can pay for that. You can split them checks up. You know what I'm saying? To help pay your bills. You know what I'm saying? Take care of the kid. Or if your living arrangement is already like you with your mom and you're not about to get kicked out or something, that's great. Stay doing that. Save up a little bit. But seriously, because I go in to get some food stamps, I can't get none. Whatever document I show them, they already know what the fuck I got going on. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling some of my secrets on this podcast now. But before then, you know, I didn't know none of that shit. So like, you make less than minimum wage. You can't get no food stamps. But if you coming in with kids and you're 18 and you got tears in your eyes, you can get food stamps, you can get help, you can get assistance. Guess what? I have to get on the waiting list to get a motherfucker Section 8. Y'all should probably get expedited just because you have kids. Lord knows if your kids are special and can't keep their head straight, you set for life. Once you get approved for that shit, you set for life. Listen, the government is taking advantage of so many people. If you had the tools to take advantage back, I finally get what my mama is saying. I have been trying to tell me for years. Take advantage. Seriously. If you want to be a hoe, be safe, but be a hoe. Because seriously, it seems like the wrong thing to do is the right thing to do. Seriously. And you know what? I don't want to sound crazy. I know everybody going to say disagree with what I'm saying. But at the same time, yeah. Motherfuckers were like six kids and they don't got no income coming in? Bruh. That is your income. Your kids are your income. You just got to look up the right information, find out the right people. Not saying it's easy, right? But it's easier than with somebody who doesn't have any kids, who's trying or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So if you try to save up for school, and you like, I'm not trying to have kids because how I'm going to go to school, right? You can get the money from that. Fuck around, you know what I'm saying? Get close with somebody. Get a nice babysitter. Work something out. It's free money out there if you use the system. But you know what I'm saying? I don't know how I use this, but I'm a dude. and I can't stand kids. And I want kids one day, but I can't stand kids. So, and if you feel ashamed, go try to get you some assistance, man. Real, now I ain't saying try to put a nigga name under the mud, but do realize you might have to. You might have to, because they're going to be like, well, you should get child support. So they're going to find it odd that you're not trying to get child support. They're going to think, you know what I'm saying, you want assistance, but you're not doing what it takes. Are you neglecting? Because a mom, that's everything, you know what I'm saying? So guys, don't take it so personal, too. But at the same time, don't be fucking people over, y'all. Don't be chilling with somebody just for whatever, because that kid is his responsibility and your responsibility. Look, we talking about all types of crazy shit. My bad. We talking about all types of crazy shit. Shit, I gotta go. My bad. Close this out. My bad.